Or I like I was Tony Evans was preaching, and he was talking about the Apostle Paul, and he said, they told Paul, he said, Paul, we're gonna kill you. And Paul said, that's cool, for me to die is Christ. They said, well, we're gonna let you live. He said, for me to live is Christ. He said, well, we're gonna make you suffer. He said, well, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed to me in glory. You couldn't kill him. You couldn't let him live. You couldn't make him suffer. Paul was one who learned how to deal with the problems in life. Paul wasn't afraid of the things that happened in life.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Myrna Patterson thanking you for joining us today as we continue our walk through the Psalms with the first half of Life Comes at You Fast, Part 1, from Psalms 27. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Life Comes at You Fast.
Is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, in this I will be confident. And as we look at this 27th Psalm over the next 2 weeks, I want to speak to you on this topic. Life comes at you fast. Life comes at you fast. Amen. Many of us have seen the commercials for Nationwide Insurance that lets us know life comes at us fast. Two that I'm particularly fond of and that stand out in my mind. One is where the guy is driving and he's getting directions from some outside source, and it says make a right turn or left turn, whatever it was, and he turns right into the building. And then it's after he turns into this building and wrecks, it says in 50 feet. And the statement is life comes at you fast. And then the other one I like is the one with the little boy. He gets this present and this little toy robot or whatever it is. And the robot just starts shooting, man, and he shoots up everything in the house. And the parents start ducking and running, and the house gets shot up and blown up, and they said, life comes at you fast. And as ironic as some of those commercials are, yet and still, we know that that's true, that life does come at you fast. And the whole objective of the commercial is to let us know that if you have Nationwide, that in these times when life comes at you fast, at these times when life comes at you unexpectedly, whatever the situation may be, that you will be ready, at least from the standpoint of being able to cover any damages that are done. Life comes at you fast. Well, in the 27th Psalm, I believe that David is letting us know that we need to be prepared for life. And as we are prepared for life, we realize that it comes at us fast. Look what he says in verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Oh, my brothers and sisters, life comes at you fast. Look what he says in verse 3. Though a host should encamp against me, though war should rise up against me, life comes at you fast. And, you know, I find that we need to, and I preached a sermon on this years ago, and the title of the sermon was Get in the House, and you'll be in the house when trouble comes. Get in the house and you'll be in the house when trouble comes. And what David is trying to let us know in this 27th Psalm is that if we will draw close to God, that when it comes time to trouble, that we'll be all right because we'll be close to God. You know, I don't know of any insurance company, and we have people here that work for insurance companies. I don't know of any insurance company that after you've been in an accident, that you can call them and ask them, if you don't have any insurance, you can call them and ask them, hey, can I get insurance? I just was in an accident, and would insurance cover my accident? No, you only got to have insurance before you get in the accident. And it's the same thing with God. A lot of folk wait until they get in trouble, and then they want to draw close to God. A lot of people wait until some calamity has come on them, and then they want to draw close to God. David is letting us know right here in the 27th Psalm that we need to draw close to God, that He is our insurance policy. Oh, and let me tell you about some of the benefits of having insurance with God. We have all the resources of God. Whatever's at God's disposal is available to us. Whatever we need in the midst of our trouble, in the midst of our accident, God will provide it. In times when life draws close to us, there is a nearness to God. We sense His presence in our life. We sense that God is close to us at that time. And then when life comes at us fast, we realize that God will protect us. In the notes this morning, if you want to follow along, you'll see we begin with the background to this psalm. The background to Psalm 27. And unlike some of the other psalms of David, as we studied a couple weeks ago, the 51st Psalm, we see that it gave a little introductory historical record of the particular occasion for the writing of that psalm. Well, for Psalm 27, we have no background. There is no background stated as to why David wrote this psalm. However, with the references in this psalm, if you look at verse 5, look what it says here. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me on a rock. So when we read verses like that in this psalm, it lets us know that David must be recalling times in his life when God protected him from the attacks of his enemy. And this lets us know that David is a witness to the fact that life comes at you fast. And you need to be prepared by having God on your side. That when you find yourself in situations that life comes at you fast, you need to be prepared. David, life came at him fast. Look at what we have there in the notes. Saul threw a javelin at him. Life came at him fast. He had a confrontation with the Amalekites. Life came at him fast. Absalom, his own son, rebelled against him. Life came at him fast. And then we all remember the passage that we just got finished looking at when David walked out to take look over his porch, and he saw Bathsheba taking a bath, and he found himself caught up in something that he shouldn't have ever been caught up in. Life comes at you fast. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but life comes at you fast. Look, keep your finger in the Psalms, but turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Life comes at you fast. And here we see that David had killed the giant Goliath, and they began to sing a song about David that David had, Saul had killed thousands, but David killed 10,000s. And Saul got jealous of David. And look what it says in verse 9. And Saul watched enviously David from that day onward. And it came to pass on the next day that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times. And there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David escaped from his presence twice. Now, I got this. I was trying to see if I could get a spear. The only thing I could find was a stick right here. But we're going to say that this is a javelin. Now, here's David. David, it says here that David is playing music for Saul, trying to comfort Saul, trying to put him at ease. And, you know, maybe David, you know, the Bible says that David was the sweet psalmist of Israel, that he wrote many psalms, and maybe David was just caught up in this thing, this relationship with God. And David is just playing for Saul and just worshiping God, and Saul's over there angry, and the next thing we know, Saul takes this javelin, and he throws it at David. What you duck for there, sister? I wasn't going. See, that proves my point. Life comes at you fast, baby. You get. It comes at you fast. But can you imagine that all of a sudden, you know, Saul is there and just this spirit is welling up in him and he's getting envious and he's getting angry. And all of a sudden he just takes it. I'll do it this way. He just takes it and just throws it. And David looks up and sees the spear coming at him. Life comes at you fast, and it comes at you unexpectedly. And there are situations that we all have to deal with that we didn't know what that we were going to have to deal with it. You know, I was last week, I had the opportunity once again to take my son to Arizona. And we were driving, and we were going through Oklahoma. Now, you know, I don't ride the turnpike a lot. So, you know, I'm not used to, you know, these toll booths. And, you know, when you come up, you got easy pay. And right here, you got cash only. And you got easy pay and cash and no pay. And all this stuff, and I'm looking, you know. And so I'm driving up in Oklahoma, and they got the same thing. All these, and I'm trying to figure out which line to get in. Man, life comes at you fast. So here you are, you know, you got the ticket, you got your ticket, you're trying to get your money, and then you're looking at which one line you got to get in. Life comes at you fast, baby. And so I get up there, and I see that I'm headed in this lane, and that was the lane, so I switched over. And when I switched over, I paid, and on the other side, there was a state policeman from Oklahoma. And I think I got about 50 yards, and next thing I know, he had pulled me over. And not only did he pull me over, but he had called backup. So I'm there, me and my son, I'm sitting there, man. I mean, just that quick. Not only did I just get finished dealing with the toll, but now that quick, I said, man, what did I do? I'm thinking, man, I know I couldn't have been speeding. I just started, got driving again. And he said, sir, do you know that when you switched lanes before you got in that toll line that you didn't put your turn signal on? I'm like, no. Young kids, close your ears. But I said to myself, man, don't you got some better things to do than hassle somebody because they didn't put their turn signal on before switching in the lane? But see, now this is the other thing I was going to say. And let me just tell you this. See, that's why saints, now this don't have anything to do with the message. This is all free. This is free right here. Okay, you don't have to put any money in the plate for this because it's not related to the message. Let me say, number one, make sure you're not doing anything in your car you're not supposed to be doing. All right? Number two, make sure your insurance, you got insurance. Number three, make sure you got a license. And number four, make sure your car is registered. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I think he was just looking for something. Because he told me to get out of the car and go sit in his car. And you know what? I had no problem. I wasn't going to run. Yes, sir, Mr. Officer. Yes, sir. I'm in Oklahoma. Yes, sir. I'll sit in the car. And I went and got in his car. And he started talking to me. And he got out in the car and went and started talking to my son. And I don't know. I guess he was trying to see if we could tell the same story. But you know, I tell you what, son. See, that don't run. Make sure, number one, that you're not doing anything in the car you're not supposed to be doing. Number two, your license is up to date. Number three, you're insured. Number four, your car's registered. All right. Can't touch this. See, life comes at you fast. And we need to realize that when in moments like that, that we need to have God in our life, that God is the one who settles our spirit. You know, there was back in, now when I sat in that car and he was talking to me in his vehicle, I was hot, man. I was hot. And I he was asking me all these questions, and I didn't even want to answer them, but I answered them. Spirit of God came on me, man, said, look, just calm yourself. Just settle down. Just calm yourself. Because, see, there would have been a day, back in the day, when it wouldn't have been like that. When it wouldn't have been like that. See, and what am I saying? Life comes at you fast. It comes at you fast, and you got to be with God. You got to be in fellowship with God, or life will take you over. You got to be in fellowship with God when you come to church, because saints come at you fast. And you know, next thing, you know, I was thinking, have you ever had, this is what I call it, one of those just what happened here moments. It's almost like, you know, 2 minutes ago you were caught up in the spirit, you were fellowshipping, you were enjoying the presence of God, and you ran into something, and all of a sudden, man, you looking and say, what just happened here? What just happened here? You know, I know sometimes in the friendly fellowship with my wife, and you know, something will happen, and next thing I know, man, she'll be angry about something, and I'll just say, what just happened here? What just happened? You see, life comes at you fast. You know, I've been fired from jobs 2 times. And, you know, it was totally unexpected. I didn't expect it. On one job, you know, we were number 16 in the country, Division I AA, 8-3 season, the best season that the school ever had, and moving up in that division. We were on the road recruiting, looking forward to next year, and we got a call on the road that they hired a new coach, and we all got fired. Life comes at you fast, man. It comes at you fast, and sometimes, you know, you don't expect those things. The second time, I had gone out of town for something, and I came back, and they were getting rid of everybody, and they fired everybody. And here you are, you know, just sitting there looking at the fact that now I don't have a job. You know, I got a family to take care of. I got mouths to feed. I got things I need to pay. And now I don't have a job. Life comes at you fast. You may go to the doctor and you skip in there all happy and spirit filled. And you go in there and find out something bad. Life comes at you fast. Man, it comes at you so fast, my dad would say, it'll make your head spin. And, you know, you've got to be ready for the fact that life comes at you fast. And here in this 27th Psalm, the first thing we see is the reality that life comes at you fast. In Psalm 27, in verses 2 and 3, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. Look how fast David said that life came at him. David said his enemies and his foes came upon him to eat his flesh. What does that mean? They came upon him to eat his flesh. The idea here is that, you know, have you ever watched the National Geographic specials where they highlight different animals, maybe lions or coyotes or hyenas or something? And yeah, but when you see the lions and how that in those specials, those documentaries, that those lions just come up on their prey and they jump on it and they knock it down and they grab it by the throat and they strangle the life out of it. And then they just begin to rip it apart and tear apart, and all the lions come, and they just begin to eat the flesh of that animal that was killed. David said that's what his enemies came to do to him. He said that his enemies came upon him like that lion comes upon the prey to knock it down, to strangle the life out of him, and to just devour him. And all of us have enemies that are concerned about our downfall. We have enemies that are looking to take us out. And you might say, well, I don't have any enemies. I tell you what, you got one. You got one. And that's the devil. You know, as a matter of fact, if you look over there where it says the believer, the main enemy of the believer is Satan and his forces of darkness. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That when you think that, well, you know, my enemy is my husband, or my enemy is my wife, or my enemy is my boss or my coworker, that's not your enemy. That's not where the battle is. Your battle is with the forces of darkness. And they are at work in your life. And notice also that it says Satan comes like a roaring lion to seeking to devour us. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant. Don't you know that your adversary, the devil, comes about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. You see, David knew what he was talking about when he said his enemies came to jump on him and eat his flesh. Because you got an enemy that's going about like a lion, seeking to destroy you. You see, when the lion gets after you, when the lion is after you, it's good to know that you got God for your insurance. It's good to know that you're in the house. And that you don't have to be running to try to get in the house when the lions come. That when your enemy comes to attack you, man, if you are in fellowship with God, if you are walking close to God, if you are in intense fellowship with God, that when the enemy comes, everything is going to be all right. You're going to be all right. But if you're scattered, if you're away from God, you've been isolated. And you know, one of the things, as I watched this National Geographic special, that there was a herd of oxen, and there was one oxen that was pregnant, and the herd was moving, and they knew the lions were behind them, and the herd was moving, but this pregnant oxen began to fall behind, and the commentator kept saying that's just what the lions want, because they know that they can't take on the whole herd of oxen, so they're waiting for just one to lag behind, and then they're going to isolate it. And you know, that's what Satan does to you. Satan tries to isolate you. Satan tries to wait. He tries to wait until you get away from God. You know, he'll try to attack you when you're walking with God. He'll come against you when you're walking with God. Oh, but let me tell you that you're a bigger target and you're easier prey. When you've fallen away from God, when you're not spending time with God, when you're not entering into fellowship with God, you have isolated yourself from your protection. You have removed yourself from the house, and you have made yourself easy prey for the devil to come upon you. David said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh, your adversary desires to attack you like a roaring lion. And also, Jesus told Peter that, Peter, the devil desires to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you. The devil desires to shake you and to just sift you like wheat, to just tear you all apart, to tear you to shreds. David said, man, when my enemies came up against me, they wanted to eat my flesh. My brothers and sisters, draw close to God. Draw close to God. Life comes at you fast. Satan don't play. Satan comes at you all of a sudden. He'll be on you before you know it.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Life Comes at You Fast. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Life Comes at You Fast, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Life Comes at You Fast, Part 1. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Life Comes at You Fast, Part 1. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Myrna Patterson, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.